Sawate. After a long absence and, well, a lot of personal business intruding on my professional business, I'm back. And I decided to, well, amuse myself and hopefully others with this update. A few months ago, I got another email from someone who I may have mentioned in this podcast before. I may have even read this same basic email in the section on form letters. But since I was in quite the mood when I received this one, I decided to respond and go a little bit more in depth into this time waster. I've always found that sometimes it's fun to waste the time waster's time. So, I'll begin, and if this starts to feel familiar, well, I hope it's still amusing. From Sam Burke. Hello, mistress. I am a private business person who in my spare capacity is an amateur photographer and video producer. I have a large collection of fetish videos, and I am inquiring, do you do private film work? I wish to produce a unique female domination film for my private collection. I can offer an excellent financial package and hope that you may be interested in doing business. I look forward to hearing from you in due course. I am very aware that you may get requests that are not of a genuine nature, but I am very genuine and hope we can do business. Yours sincerely. And as I read that, I was, I guess, a little bit annoyed by the claim of him being genuine, because as I read this, I knew that it wasn't someone who was genuine. I knew I'd heard from this person before, just couldn't remember exactly who it was. So I decided I'd throw a little bait out with this reply. I see. Tell me more. And I got my answer. Hello, mistress. The films involve the domination of 6 elderly women, who are all aged in their 80s. Each of the women give their 100% approval to be dominated in the following ways. Each woman to be kidnapped. At your premises, they will be chained or caged. You and mistress friends will take each woman individually and dominate her. Each woman to be forced to smoke and used as human ashtrays. You and each mistress to smoke throughout. Each to be face-sat by you and each mistress, whilst you all wear PVC and latex clothing. You and each mistress friends will use strap-ons, etc., to fuck each woman vaginally and anal. Anal play for each woman. The elderly women will have anal play, smoking by everyone throughout. Each woman to have light whipping. Each woman to receive golden showers. I have the monies to pay you whatever the costs are needed. The films are for my private collection only and not for distribution. Hope we can do business. Yours sincerely. My response? Have the women been tested for STIs? Yes, they have, and any documents you need will be provided. What films have these women worked on in the past? Are they easy to direct? I have done fetish work with them before, and yes, they are easy to direct, and know exactly what they are going to do. They all look forward to making this film and are 100% okay with everything. They will all be signing waivers, correct? They need to understand the risks of swallowing ashes. They are carcinogens, and I do not intend to get sued by another model that claims to contract cancer from eating cigarette butts. I don't know why, but I'm very disappointed in his response because I thought this could go in an amusing direction where I had previously been sued by a model who had been forced to eat cigarette butts and then contracted cancer, that this was a problem in my day-to-day life and I needed to make sure it didn't happen again. But his response was a little boring. Hello. They have absolutely no problem with any aspect of the film. Be assured that if they were not happy with any aspects of the demands upon them, there is no way they will be done. They are doing what they have agreed to. Great. Now, where are they from? The UK, but we can travel to you if you have a suitable place. You are asking me if I have a suitable place? Did you not read my profile? Of course I have a suitable place. I do not like the quality of my dungeon being doubted. I take it their working visas are in order? And what better thing to ask than the fictional working visas of some fictional people? Of course working visas and all documents are in order. We only need dates that suit yourself. Do you have any mistress friends who can join you? Perfect. Depending on the dates we can arrange, I have two other doms who are interested. Domina Ophelia posed this question. Which woman can take the largest objects inside of them, and which have the biggest piss and ashtray fetishes? All the women will take strap-ons, etc., up to 10 or 12 inches. All are 100% okay with all smoking aspects of the film and all golden showers. The women are doing all things they are 100% comfortable with. Under no circumstances would I want or expect them to do anything they have a problem with. There is a big difference between comfort and enjoyment. If you can't answer simple questions like this, it will be very difficult to work with you. If a dom doesn't know how much piss an 80-year-old woman can take and how much they enjoy it, it is damn near impossible to get the best product on screen. Okay. The women are very experienced and enjoy hard penetrations. Each woman will try to swallow a full mouthful and then the rest on her body. They will only do what they themselves enjoy, and under no circumstances would I or them do anything they were not comfortable with. I understand your concerns because they are old women. And now I'm basically bored because I was just hoping that he would start naming old fictional women and creating some backstory of them loving piss, them loving dildos, etc. So, it's time to wrap this up. It isn't so much a concern as a desire to get the best video possible. I don't even know their names at this point. It is very frustrating. It's okay. I am aware it's difficult and they may have concerns, costs of the woman's ages. You can tell friends/contacts that I will pay whatever the cost necessary. Boring. But in the end, I don't know why, but I got this annoying guy who constantly emails people about his stupid old lady fetish and these videos that he never has any intention of paying for to send me stupid emails, which amused me because they got me to think about old ladies being forced to do all sorts of things in this stupid fictional setting, and I can only imagine what in the hell goes through this idiot's mind as he sends these emails over and over and over and over and over and over. I mean, get a life. Otherwise, you might have to answer stupid emails from someone like me who's in a bit of a mood and wants to waste your time as much as you want to waste mine. Like this other guy who emails me. He wants to be a rubber sissy slut, to be dressed in latex, blah blah blah. Before anything else, I do not have sex in sessions. His response. So I'm assuming that means you would not fuck my ass or have me suck your cock in a domination session? Wow. You're a really bright one, and you have horrible facial hair. Just these kind of idiotic messages that I get over and over. But, hey, at least sometimes I get a hit. Sometimes these idiots I respond to do actually apologize, do actually come through. So, it's often worth sending that response, because sometimes they do realize that they're an idiot, that they've been disrespectful, and that they do actually want to see me. And so, sometimes someone who seems just like a waste of time is worth just a response, even if it's to amuse myself. Because you do never know. But at the end of the day, usually it's just because I'm amused, and I want to be a bit of a cock to someone.